The gospel reading today from St. Matthew revealed to us the name that is to be given to the Savior, Jesus, and shall name him also Emmanuel. God is with us. I think this is a great reminder for each and every one of us that God is with us. And it took, imagine this, if we put ourselves in St. Joseph's own shoes, how hard it would be to accept that, hey, let's say if your spouse or your loved one, when they come back and say, hey, by the way, I got pregnant by the Holy Spirit. We would say, how can this happen? You know, like, but Joseph, this is to show Joseph was a man of faith. He trusted in the Lord. And he became the guardian of the Savior, the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we hear today in the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah that even in the midst of exile, the Lord promised to his people that they shall return back to the land and they shall be able to live in their own land. Well, we learn from our faith that our land, the ultimate destination, is not here on earth, but the heavenly homeland. We shall one day return back. We shall one day come to the Lord. But until that day happen, let us be reminded that God is with us. Especially as we get closer and closer to Christmas, may we remember that God is with us. No matter what is going on, God is with us. And may we have that humility of Joseph too, to recognize that, Lord, even though I don't understand what's going on, even though this is beyond my comprehension, even though, Lord, this is beyond my control, Lord, even though I don't know what is going to happen next, I believe in you. I believe in your word because, Lord, you are the Emmanuel. You are God with us.